OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby!
You go to hell, old woman!
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this morning. And we welcome you, Twin Cities, Alexandria, Pineville, Shreveport, Bossier, Funroe, Monroe, and West Monroe. We welcome all to the OPT Network this Thursday morning, October the 25th. And if your morning is just getting started, it's 7:35 a.m. And as always, we remind you about traveling in from wherever you are, whatever city you're in this morning. Be mindful and stay engaged. We know how challenging it is in the morning to multitask, to get the kids off, to do all of the things that we need to do. And I'm going to tell you, I get a bird's eye view every single morning into what we're doing traveling in, texting and everything else. So we're just asking you, we know it's tough. We know we're great multitaskers in this country, but we're asking you to stay engaged, especially during the school hour. Remember, 9 o'clock is when those school zones end. And also, we want to remind you about those school zones, those crossing guards, and kids walking to school, getting on school buses. It's vitally important. You know, we see accidents happening where they don't have to. And if you just stay engaged, it makes it better for everybody. Again, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. You know, I just don't know, DC, where the week went, but it's almost the weekend already. And as we are winding the week up, we are steadily working. We are still working to be the change that we want to see in eradicating breast cancer. Lots to talk about with that. Lots to talk about this morning. But before we get straight on point, DC, we want to wish a very, very special happy birthday to our team captain, Octavia Williams, celebrating her birthday today. Octavia, good morning, and thank you for being a part of Team OPT. Thank you for all that you do to be the change that you want to see. We hope that you have an incredibly wonderful day and a happy birthday. She's another October baby. And we just trust and believe that God is going to bless you with an abundance of life, and you'll have many, many more. And if I could, if it just wouldn't be downright just a shame, I would sing happy birthday to you like you did to me. But DC, it would be a shame. It would be a downright shame. So I'm not even going to go there. But from our hearts, happy, happy birthday. You know what? I tell you one thing. Every day that we leave the microphone, we hear another incredible story. We're going to tell you about more of those incredible stories. And yesterday, as we were just taking on another story, I started thinking about entrepreneurship, and it's something that we talk about all the time. And we've been getting a lot of calls about the city of Alexandria and diversity in action, and people wanting to find out, what do I need to do to get my business up and started? And so this morning, in my quiet time, this is what I got in my spirit for all of those people that are what we like to call pregnant with their business or pregnant with their dream. And I just mean this in the metaphorical sense, where it's in you and you are trying to birth it. And so this morning, in my quiet time, I got that time is a succession of nows. I know that is a deep thought. What does it mean? It means that all you have is now. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow is not here yet. And all you have is a succession of now, right where you are now. And one of the things that we love to do every single time we can is we'd like to bring people both locally, nationally, and internationally, DC, to the network to help inspire people to birth their dreams, to birth their purpose. Whatever it is you're believing God for, whatever it is that you are pregnant with, we're saying that all you have is now. What are you waiting for? Diversity in Action is an incredible program, and all you've got to do is reach out. And in the days and weeks to come, we're going to be telling you about people that have actually grabbed a hold of those programs and have created success for themselves. Now, in the succession of now, now means you've got to get to work on it. If you're driving in this Thursday morning and you are just salivating because tomorrow is Friday and you absolutely cannot stomach another day at your job, but all at the same time, you're grateful to have a job. You know you need the job, but you're torn. You're right in the middle. How do I leave my job? How do I do it? And you know, we never try to tell people what to do, but DC and I were talking about it yesterday, and he said, Mother, that's right where you were. You were at a point where you just refused to go anymore, where your dreams and your business and what you wanted to do was greater and bigger than what your job was. And when you get to that point, you are not going to be productive for the job that you're working on. You will not be productive. You will be unengaged, uninterested, and really sort of apathetic because your heart is not there. Because all you can think of is what you could do. When I was working at my job, all I could think of is if I had more time, what I would be able to do for my own business and how could I grow it. Are there uncertainties? Absolutely. But what I have learned, Octavia, and all of those people that are celebrating birthdays today, that every year that we're blessed to see another year, every day that we're blessed to see another day, it makes you just a little bit wiser. And so this morning, I also got in my quiet time faith. And that's really been something that has been intertwined in my spirit. When you have faith, faith is believing what you don't see. And so this morning, I guess as you're driving in, I think that God wants to encourage those people that are metaphorically pregnant with purpose, with destiny, with your business, with your dreams, with your passion. He's saying it's time to start the birthing process. How do you do it? You start by calling the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action, Mr. Joe Page. We're going to give you that number throughout the program. And we've got a lot to talk about this morning. We want you to stay on point. And remember, if you're driving in this morning, if you don't remember but one thing, remember, life is a succession of now. What are you going to do now? All right. It's 7:42 a.m. It's Thursday. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, October 25th, and it's 7:48 a.m., This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the communities that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For all of your insurance needs, the number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, you can go to HicksonHasIt.com. Listen, if you are looking for a vehicle, new or used, Hickson Automotive Group has the vehicle for you. They're friendly, they're thorough, and they get the job done. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about a lot of things this morning, and we want to keep on the front of everybody's mind, DC, the eradication of breast cancer. We're still talking about it for the next 30 days. We're still going to be raising funds as we are presenting sponsors for this year's Race for the Cure. Again, we want to thank every single person that showed up and showed out last Saturday. It was incredible. We're still reeling about the race, and we're still having people call in and talk about their wonderful experience. Yesterday, I was at an office, and someone was talking about being at the race and what a wonderful experience it is, and thousands of people showed up to show their solidarity and their support for this incredible movement. And we look to see it grow, DC, every year to get bigger, better, and stronger.
Absolutely.
you know, because there is strength in numbers. And so one of the things that we want to remind people about are the mammograms that are very much a part of this movement. And yesterday we went over again to Cabrini, and I can't say enough wonderful things about what a, you know, yesterday, and I think a lot, you know, and I say this to you guys all the time. God just uses all sorts of things to teach us lessons, and you have to just be aware because he's always talking. But are we really listening? And I was thinking about what a tranquil, beautiful environment it is to go into Cabrini Hospital, into the Women's Center, and have your mammogram. And so this is what we want you to do. We want to give you our office number, which is 318-445-5658. And we want to thank those people that have called about mammograms, that have called about business plans, and just whatever it is that you need, that you think that we can help you with, give us a call at our offices. And if you need to send us correspondence, we're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Now, yesterday, as we made it back to the office, we had a phone call from a young woman. Her name is Verna Russell. Verna, good morning, and thank you for being a part of the OPT Network. Verna says she listens every single day, and we greatly, greatly appreciate you, Verna. And she said she was calling to get the information for her mother to have the mammogram at Cabrini Hospital. And so that really, really warmed our hearts, Verna. And, you know, you really made us realize that you can call for yourself or you can call for a loved one. And that's really what it's about. It's about being our sister, our mother, our aunt, our friend's keeper. And so we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see in your own family. And Verna talked about, you know, having breast cancer in her family. And so this is what it's all about. It's about us coming together, watching out over each other, and watching out for each other. So I'm going to tell you, Verna, you warmed our hearts yesterday. Thank you for doing that. And we know that your action and your attention is going to help someone else to say, you know what, I need to call for my mother. Let's check all of our sister friends. Let's check our mothers. Let's check our aunts. And let's just tell people, they have got free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital. All you've got to do to be a part of that is call them at 487-1122 and ask for Diane Kitts. And she's going to tell you how you can go about getting those free mammograms. Now, I want to change gears for a minute, because not only is this month National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And DC, we got an incredible, it was heart moving, an email from a listener that talked about domestic violence, but talked Absolutely. About it through the male perspective.
Absolutely. She has a relative of hers that mm-hmm. is being abused, but he is a gentleman that's getting abused by a woman. Yes.
Right. And, you know, that is a side, and ma'am, and I won't mention her name, DC, just for her own anonymity, but you know who you are, and thank you for sending us that email, and it certainly moved our hearts, and you're absolutely 100% right. And what the statistics show about battered men, DC, is it's the hidden side of domestic violence. It is the side that we often tend to think about that just pertains to women. But there are those men. They are few, but they are men that are being abused by their significant others or their spouses. And so because we got so many phone calls and we got emails in regards to domestic violence, we decided that we needed to really have someone to step up and talk about this critically important subject, DC. And so in that, what we did was we went out, our producers, and we want to thank the incredible team. DC, thank you for the work that you guys do in helping to make the program, just amazing. We went out and got the national spokesperson for domestic violence. Her name is Tanya Young Williams. She is the former wife of NBA player Jason Williams. We're going to take a quick break here, DC, but when we come back, we're going to bring her up and we're going to hear her incredible story, and we're going to talk about being the change that we want to see in the lives of women and men that have found themselves in abusive relationships. Stay on point, everybody. This is a conversation I promise you don't want to miss.
Credit union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home, Christus Cabrini Hospital, and McDonald's. If you're just joining us, it's 8:01, and today is Thursday, October the 25th. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about breast cancer, but we're also talking about domestic violence. And Tanya Young Williams is one of those incredible women. And if you don't know her, let me take the time to introduce you to who she is. She's a TV personality. She's an inspirational speaker. She's a legal analyst. She's an author and a contributor to the Huffington Post. And with all of these talents, she has brought them together to do incredible things. She is now the national spokesperson for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And she is traveling around the country, making the difference and being the change that she wants to see in eradicating domestic violence. Tanya, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, good morning and thank you for having me. And it's just wonderful to be part of a show. You're doing so many tremendous things. I thank you for inviting me to come on and share with your audience.
Absolutely. And Tanya, your list of accolades is really endless. There are so many incredible things that you're doing, and many people may remember that you were married to NBA basketball player Jason Williams. And, you know, like every other woman, I'm sure idealistic, had a great family. And then things happen. So I want you to talk about the journey of making it through a bad situation.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm technically, quote, still married to Jason Williams, who's recently been released from prison after a plea deal because an accidental shooting took place in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But like all people, not just women, but primarily women, you fall in love with someone you're connected with. And mm-hmm. for my situation, we were under a tremendous stress because we were going through trials and appeals for 8 years. And you find out with your partner that you realize their flaws when the greatest amount of pressure is on them. You find out what their flaws are and their breaking point, and then the real self comes out. I think Martin Luther King says you know the value of a man not when he's standing in comfort and convenience, but when he's going through struggles. And I'm mm-hmm. paraphrasing, and that's such a true statement. And so when things got the toughest, that's when the violent personality began to show itself, and that's when the drinking escalated. But I want to share with all the audience: never allow drinking or drugs seem to be an excuse for violence,
mm-hmm.
because that person, the abuser or the perpetrator, knowingly takes a drink or knowingly takes a drug so that this character flaw can show itself. So in my situation, I think began to show itself when the world seemed to be coming down on him, and the violence and the intimidation attempts and the chairs going through windows began to escalate. But regardless of one situation, an abuser, or a perpetrator, they try to have power and control. With domestic violence, and I talk all over the world, is about power and control, and the abuser wants to have that over his victim. And Chris, I must say something else. I use the term victim, and some people oftentimes say, why do you say victim?
Mm-hmm.
Because victim is not a term for weakness. It's not synonymous with weakness. Victim only means that you are the innocent party. And I'll often use an analogy is that if you have a really big person, a small person, and the police come and the small person was attacking the big person, but the big person might have won. At the end of the day, the big person, he's still the victim because he's the innocent party.
Mm-hmm.
So when I refer to that term, speaking about domestic violence, I just want the people who are going through it to understand you are innocent. There's nothing you've done. Violence should not hurt. Love should not hurt. Violence is nothing that you've brought upon yourself. And in light of the fact that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I like people to know that although the statistics say that it's 25% of women will have experienced or will experience domestic violence, the numbers are far higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get out of it for yourself, if someone is hurting you emotionally, financially, if you feel like you can't live the purpose God has for your life because you are under so much stress, and if you don't love yourself enough to do it, then love your kids. Get out for your kids, because that is going to be cyclical. They may fall in love with an abuser. They may become an abuser. So you've got to break the cycle. And if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. And what happens is once women step out of that darkness, they begin to see a light in their lives, and they begin to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So my message is, if you can't do it for your kids. But once you get out there, your life changes. You don't need that person who's hurting you, who's beating on you, who's
mm-hmm.
not giving you money to take care of yourself, who's telling you you're not what God purposed you to be. You don't need that person in your life.
And so for those women, Tanya, who are listening to your story and who are very much aware of what you're saying, and you said, if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. I was having a conversation with a woman that's in a very similar situation of abuse. And as we said before we went on the air, everybody's situation is different. But women have,
yes,
they have the idea that they need to do just the opposite. They need to stay for their kids. How do we speak to those women?
Well, you know, it comes to a point, even in my life, you come to a point and say, what do you want for your children? It's unhealthy for your children to be in a situation where there is violence, where one person is hitting another. If it's not violent, it's unhealthy for your children to hear someone degrading their mother. Because you know what? If it's a boy, he may end up degrading the woman in his life when he gets older. If it's a girl, she may think that's how she's supposed to be spoken to. Your kids, it's not healthy for your kids to stay there. And I try to tell the woman, flip the switch. Is this the life you would want for your child?
Mm-hmm.
When you step away from this, would you want this type of partner in your child's life? And if you say no, then love yourself enough and say, you know what, my children should not be a part of something that's unhealthy. Because like I said, children become what they see and what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want your child to see and know something that is unhealthy and that is violent.
Absolutely. And so for all of those women that are listening, and I looked at you, and one of the things that I said is that you're smart, you're beautiful. I mean, you have all the attributes that society says is and can be successful. But yet go ahead.
No, I was saying thank you. I mean, one thing you have to realize is domestic violence doesn't discriminate.
Right.
And it rears its ugly head in every, you know, every socioeconomic,
mm-hmm.
every background, every intellectual prowess household. But at the end of the day, there's things you have to understand, Chris. I do a seminar. It's called Being a VIP, Victim in Power.
Wow.
Most victims are victims in peril. When you are a victim in power, not because you're not in that situation, but you're in that situation with a strategy for your exit. And it doesn't have to be your exit tomorrow. It's a strategy that you are finding out a way to get out of an unhealthy situation. For some women who are very, very fortunate, and is a minority, they can be in that situation. Their strategy is their partner's getting help,
mm-hmm.
real help. That means they're still a victim, but they're a victim in power. My strategy was, you know what, I'm in this, but I've got to figure out a way to get out of this over a period of time where I'm still maintaining my safety, but my goal is to get out of this, whether it's filing for divorce, whether it's moving to another home, but I had a strategy. So what I try to move the women from is, if you're not going to leave, and most women don't leave for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
don't stay and be a victim. Don't stay and be a victim in peril. Be
mm-hmm.
a victim in power. Therefore, you are figuring out how you're going to get out of this with a period of time, but you have to stay safe, and that's the important thing.
And so, Tanya, let me stop you right there. And we talk about helping women to come up with a strategy to get out.
Yes.
For you, mm-hmm. when was that moment when you said, this is it? I am coming up with a strategy to get out. Because not only do you have, I mean, you have everything that society says is great. I mean, you've got all the money that you can possibly spend. You're living in a mansion. You know, and for a lot of people, it's just hard to walk away from that. When does that moment come for you where you said, it doesn't matter, I'm leaving?
Well, like I said, for my situation might be a little different than everyone else's because my strategy had to include the media, which is different. But there's always that straw. And like I said, for me, when I realized, I tell women all the time, you can do bad by yourself. Mm-hmm. And definitely financially, right. If you are in a horrible emotional situation, right. You don't need someone else to make you feel bad. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was my daughters. Mm-hmm. When I looked at my daughters, and I love them, you know, they are the reason I live and I breathe. And when I looked at them and said, you know what, mommy's faking it, but I don't want them to think that their father not at dinner consistently is the way they should grow up. I don't want them to think that one parent living in one house and another parent living in another house is how marriage should be. And so when I really sat down, it became my children. So I'm not sharing something or giving advice that I didn't apply for myself.
Right.
It was my love for my children and the love for their future that made me say, you know what, I'm done. I'm filing for divorce. I'm done. And like I said, my situation is a little different because we could manage within homes. Mm-hmm. But for most women, they don't have that luxury. So when they make that decision, you know, one thing they talk about at the hotline is when you really know you have to do it, just do it. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about doing it because now you're putting yourself in a position of greater harm. If you've come to the point where you can't take it anymore, before you get there, find out, one, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
That you need to know. If you are making a strategy, find out where you're going to go. Put together some money. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but put together money just so you have a little in your pocket. Find out who you trust, who's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I tell women there's a kit, and I wrote about it on Huffington Post. It's called a You Are Okay kit. And when you take this survival kit with you, it should have a spare set of keys for your house and for your car, all of your identification for you and for your children. It should have prescriptions to your medication. It should have, if you are happy, you know, your lease documents. And they can pull it up on Huffington Post under my name, but it's a You Are Okay survival kit. And it like includes all the things. When you're ready to leave and you've made that and you've put together your strategy, take this kit with you. It'll include like an extra set of clothing for you and your children, a toy that your child's familiar with, a Bible or whatever, an inspirational reading. Put it in your kit because if you have to leave on a moment's notice, you pick this up. If you end at a hotel, you're still okay for the night. If you end up at a trusted friend, you're okay for the night. But knowing that you have what you need is going to help take that step out the door even a little easier because it's never easy.
Absolutely. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, Tanya, I want to talk about quickly how to get past guilt and shame, and what do we tell our kids at that moment when we make that decision to get our survival kit? We're going to take a quick break. Okay. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I am still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the show, we are joined by Tanya Williams, Tanya Young Williams. She is the National Domestic Violence Spokesperson, and we're talking about this incredible subject of domestic violence, and the numbers are absolutely staggering. An estimated 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner every year, and 85% of domestic violence victims are women. And Tanya, we don't want to forget about that percentage of men that are victims as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But before we went to break, we were talking about how women, and I talk about this all the time in the last few days, take the mask off and get past the guilt and shame. How do we do that?
I think the first part of it is realizing that it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing, understanding with domestic violence, you know, when you are in it, to get out of it, you have to step away from it emotionally before you can step away from it physically. And stepping away from it emotionally is really just going into that quiet place and saying, what am I going through? And when you have that me time and you have that come to Jesus moment, you realize, you know what, this is not my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring it on. It's not. And when you get that, it empowers you. And it doesn't take a lot. It just realize it, all you have to do is put the blame where it lies, and it lies with the abuser, the perpetrator. And when you have that, there's no embarrassment with your friends, because all of a sudden, if someone is thinking or saying something negative, you say, wait, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's John Doe or it's Mark Smith. You, the biggest thing to do when it comes to guilt or shame from what others say is to realize it's not your fault and be fully prepared to identify the abuser if someone approaches you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, it's really, really simple, but that's how you do it. Now, internally, it's a little different because you really have to talk to yourself and you have to explain to yourself, you know, I didn't bring this on myself. Love shouldn't hurt. And you have to, almost every day, it's all like an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my stuff. This is not my stuff. These are someone else's bags. This is not my stuff. And the more you talk to yourself, the more you believe it, the easier it will be to live it. And this, what I'm trying to explain, doesn't take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It just takes loving yourself every day to convince yourself. Show yourself the truth, because under the guise and the mask of domestic violence, you're living under a lot of lies of what someone's mm-hmm. telling you you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not who you are. That is not who you were born to be. That's who they put you. That's the box they put you in.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out of that box is about power. You take away their power. And the reason I say, because I know it's not always so easy, but most of the women do have children.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do it for yourself, look in your children's eyes and say, what do I want for them?
Mm-hmm.
And you ask the other question, how do you deal with your children?
Mm-hmm.
What I explain to my children, and I tell women this all the time, tell your children very clearly, mommy loves you so much, I don't want you to be in a situation where your feelings are hurt. You don't have to tell them everything. If they've been fortunate enough not to see the violence,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to explain that daddy or whatever his mm-hmm. name is, a jerk. That's
mm-hmm.
not going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to unconditionally love that father figure.
Right.
So don't go down that path. But instead of talking about your disdain for them, talk about your love for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy loves you so much, I want you to be happy. You can also say to them, don't you love mommy? Don't you want mommy to be happy? Right now, mommy's not happy. I just think if we get away and focus on ourselves, we can all be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the language you use with children. And they get that.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they ask tough questions, but daddy is nice and daddy is nice, but right now I just think we can be happy if we just step away. And that language works. I'm not just throwing it out there. The language works. Children get that. And they know intuitively that their mother loves them and they should trust her. So that's how you really deal with children. Come from a position of love. Never, ever degenerate the father
mm-hmm.
or the male figure in front of them, because it's going to turn and make them look at you and have, you know, be sad about
mm-hmm.
your anger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, talk about love, not about hate.
Absolutely. And you have said something several times. Love doesn't have to hurt. And I just want to remind people that a national touring stage play is coming to our city, one of the cities that we cover, and it is called Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, and it's in conjunction with Domestic Violence Month. And I think that that is so apropos that you would say that not once but several times, that love doesn't have to hurt. And this is the message, Tanya, isn't it, that we have to echo to women, but also to those men that are being torn by this abuse.
Absolutely. Love doesn't hurt. That's first. And, you know, everyone parents differently. So
mm-hmm.
let me say that. And I don't spank my children because of I understand the power of domestic violence. And I always tell my children from a very young age, since they came from my womb, you don't hit people you love.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hit people you love. And I've always said that really with the mindset of domestic violence. And as they get older, they'll realize if someone's hitting you, they don't love you.
Mm.
And so for me, that's also, I don't believe in hitting them as a form of discipline. I don't judge. I know spare the rod, spoil the child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are ways that people discipline that way. But for me, it's consistent with my belief system about domestic violence. Love shouldn't hurt, and you don't hit someone you love. And what I often find out, and women end up admitting to me, that is that when they're under a lot of stress in a domestic violence situation,
mm-hmm.
unknowingly they latch out at their children.
Mm-hmm.
And in that state of fear that they have, they end up hitting their children. Whereas if they weren't under that stress, maybe they would have had a conversation instead of a belt or a slap. And so I try to encourage women, it's about your kids. So if you're in this situation, don't take your anger out on your children, because when you hit them, they're thinking, wow, is this what love is about? So when they get older and a man's hitting them
mm-hmm.
and saying I love them, well, that might be true because my mom loved me and she hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very fine line, and, you know, it comes with prayer and the spirit of discernment. I was telling you, you know, I can't separate my walk from my talk, my
mm-hmm.
walk being my walk with God. And therefore, when people don't understand in light of what they read that I went through, how can I still stand? Why didn't I go in the corner and just pull my hair out? It's because I have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a ritual of getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when things were the darkest in my life is when I went to him the most. And it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
but it's pushing yourself through that moment and saying, you know what, I need power of God. I need the, God's power in this universe to take control of my life and just give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may not move the obstacle, but he'll open up your eyes to see, allow you to see which way you should go. And domestic violence, like I said, it's real. It can be all-consuming. But if you don't have someone that you can talk to, it will beat you up, beat you down, and it will allow your abuser to continue to have control over you because guess what? You need him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have faith and you have God, he will open up the door where people walk in your life who give you support. He'll allow a family member who you haven't spoken to call and say, do you need me? Do you need something? But it all starts with your faith in something higher than yourself who loves you enough to not want you in this situation.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I said to you during the break, and I want you to share this before we've got to let you go, because I think it's so powerful. Your 7-day journey, the book, to peace, passion, yes, and purpose that was released about a year ago.
Yes, yes. I wrote this actually as I was deciding on filing for divorce, and the book is called I'm Tired, Carry Your Own Back. And that's true. When you're in a stressful situation, and it doesn't have to be domestic violence, when you're in a relationship at all where you're carrying someone else's mess,
uh-huh,
you can't move down your path, the path God created for you. You can't go down that path as you should because you're carrying bags. And it's very literal. If you're weighed down, you can't walk with the vigor towards the purpose God has for your life because you've got all this junk. And not only are you carrying their mess, if you look in some of your bags, you've got your own junk you need to get rid of, which mm-hmm. is low self-esteem or being lazy or not being organized or having, you know, disdain for things that are good for you or mm-hmm. being negative. So when I write this thing, Drop Your Bags, it's about getting the junk out of your life so you can pursue the purpose God has for your life. Now, purpose is, it's easy. People say, so how do I know what my purpose is? Well, one of the exercises in my book is that go back to when you were 13.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things you liked to do when you were 13? That's before the world started helping mm-hmm. you put layers on top of layers. But one of the exercises, go back to 13. What were the things? See yourself then. What were the things you liked to do? And if you look at those things, that's your essence. That's your core. Mm-hmm. That's what God, the gifts and talents God gave you then, you were supposed to use them in the rest of your life. And it's never too late to tap into them because they are there.
Mm-hmm.
And purpose is very, very succinctly, when God's will for your life is in line with your desires, you can walk in your purpose.
Mm. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again.
When God's will for your life is in line with your desires, mm-hmm. you can walk in your purpose. And the reason his will is important is because when you know what your purpose is, it's that thing that you could do all day and lose yourself in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing that you would do all day and don't care if you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing that you do different than anyone else that seems to come a bit easier for you than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know that you've hit the nail on the head because all those things are aligning. Like I said, it's what you would do all day
mm-hmm.
and you get lost in time. What you would do for no money
mm-hmm.
and what seems to come easier for you. I know that talking to people and what I've been doing from 12-year-old, that's my purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then God gives me the words to use for whatever audience. But I know that's my gift. And the thing that's so beautiful about it is when you really find out what your purpose is, the Bible says where your heart is, there you will
mm-hmm.
find your treasure. Where your heart is, there will you find your treasure. So if you find out what God has put mm-hmm. in your heart as your purpose to do,
mm-hmm.
your treasures will come.
Yes.
A treasure doesn't always have to be financially initially, but that will come
mm-hmm.
if you trust in your purpose. But treasure is having a richness in the ability to do what makes you happy. Treasure is having the richness and the ability to share your gift with someone else and it makes them happy.
Mm.
Treasure is doing something that at the end of the day you know in your spirit you were created to do. And there is nothing more fulfilling to know that you are living this life doing what God purposed you to do, that you are not wasting time, gifts, or talents. And I'm telling you, when the light bulb goes on, it explodes because it's so bright. And that explosion allows you to go out into the world and change the world. Explosions change the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And when that bulb really goes off, it blows up and it changes the atmosphere of your life.
Absolutely. That is absolutely incredible. And you know what, Tanya? We can feel your spirit. It is absolutely palpable. And
thank you.
We just want to thank you for sharing your heart, your journey, and your mission with our listeners, because this has been an incredibly powerful conversation. Before we've got to let you go, Tanya, and I want to thank you because Tanya's on the West Coast. She had to get up really early to be with us this morning. And so we want to thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for doing that. But what's the last thing that you'd like to leave women and those men that are going through domestic violence? What would you leave them with this morning?
It goes back to the statement in our conversation about purpose. You cannot have a strategy for your future if you don't have a strategy for your safety.
Wow.
You cannot have a strategy for your future if you don't have a strategy for your safety.
Amazing.
Without a strategy for your safety, you will not have a future.
Absolutely. Tanya, thank you for sharing your hope. You know, and
thank you very much for having me. And let your audience know that, you know, they could follow me on Twitter at I'm Tanya Williams, or, you know, like I say, I'm available through my website. People send me letters. I want to be a beacon of light. And at the end of the day, if I can be helpful, and thank you for doing what you're doing, because you are changing lives, and it's just an honor for me to be a part of your show today.
Absolutely. You are a beacon of light. Give your website before we got to go.
It's TanyaYoungWilliams.com.
TanyaYoungWilliams.com. You absolutely rock. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Stand by for me, Tanya, 1 second. We got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Ah, get me
your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October, so race in now.
It's different from the start
at the credit union with a heart, the Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Of Oils Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, remember the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. If you're looking to refinance or finance a new or used vehicle, rates are as low as 1.49%. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay in play in Of Oils Parish, and also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, DC, for those people that are just joining us, I know a lot of people may or may not know who Tanya Young Williams is. Well, she was the wife of Jason Williams. And let me just remind people, DC, because people who listen to the show know that we are avid sports fans. But let me just take people back to 2002, because that's when the issues really started with Jason Williams. First of all, he was one of those high-paid athletes, had a six-year contract for $86 million with the New Jersey Nets, before he injured his leg, which, of course, forced him into retirement. But then after that, he had some issues. He had some issues where there was a shooting in their mansion. And the chauffeur was killed. His chauffeur was killed with a 12-gauge shotgun, which was his gun. And he wiped down the gun, and, you know, it was a whole big mess. And he went to trial, and, you know, it was proven that he had indeed shot the chauffeur. And so it just created all sorts of buzz in the media, and it just started a cascade of troubles for Jason Williams. And so after that, he ended up serving time in prison, and, you know, who knew that his wife and he were having other issues. And she talked about drinking and or drugs, making sort of that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde personality come out. But what I love about Tanya Young Williams is the courage that she has to tell her story. And, you know, we can look at her and we can say, well, you know, she had lots of money. Her husband was a millionaire. They had many millions, many times over. But what is so important to note about domestic violence is it doesn't care if you're rich beyond measure, if you're poor beyond measure. It doesn't care about your socioeconomic background. It doesn't care about your race or your religion. It cares nothing about that. And so, you know, every time we have conversations like these, we always try to give those people that are find themselves in those just tough situations, we try to give you lifting power through others on how they did it. We say it all the time, DC. It's not just one way. It's a way. There's no the way. And she said, you know, what I did was totally different. So she tries to broaden the perspective as a national spokesperson that will reach every person that is going through. And hopefully people that heard her story will grab a hold of that. And I was talking to a young woman that was in a situation that was violent. And I said to her, in many cases, it is generational. And she said, you know, you're right. My parents did the same thing. And I said, if you would talk to your parents, you would probably be able to, they would be able to chronicle that their parents did the same thing. And she said something critical. She said, if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. And then there are those women that feel like it's better to have dad there than not. And this is what this woman shared. She said, my kids just want their dad there. And I said to her, kids don't know what's best for them. And if they see you systematically and systemically putting up with verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, they will think that that is the standard for their lives. And so we as parents and adults have to take hold and know that we are the decision makers. We are the keepers. God has given children to the adults. And we tell Deuce all the time, if you didn't need parents, God would have put you here alone. We have to help to guide and shape and mold their lives. And we very much do that with our actions and what we're putting in. So this morning, DC, I really, really want to send a heartfelt cry to those women and those men, like the email that we got from a listener who talked about, DC, she talked about the woman throwing hot grits on her significant other and boiling water. And he keeps going back. And what we realize is that there is a breakdown, DC, in that situation.
Absolutely. She says she takes his money,
mm-hmm.
and he can't seem to get out of the situation because when he gets away, he has to sleep in his car. And, you know, after that gets so rough, he has to go back and move back in because he has nowhere to go, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it's just one of those things where you just, it's a revolving door.
Right. And what we're talking about this morning is breaking the cycle, you know, and she is concerned, as many listeners are, she's concerned for his safety. And this is like a live-in girlfriend situation. And she said he threw burning water or boiling water and hot grits on him. And he's burned badly. And I'm just looking at the email. She said from his chest to his legs. She says he could barely walk. And ma'am, dear lady, when you sent us this email, it touched our hearts in such a powerful and profound way. And we did see every email. We try to read every single email.
Yes.
And though we may not directly respond in writing, we try to respond with some of the best people in the world, some of the best people in our state to speak to us, to encourage us, to tell us about their hope. She even talked about, DC, the girlfriend, you know, like you said, taking all of his money.
Yes.
And the family and friends are just, they are besides themselves.
Absolutely. And that's why we're asking people to go out Sunday
mm-hmm.
To Peabody Magnet High School, located at 2717 Jones Street in Alexandria. The performance time is 4 p.m. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. It is a stage play about domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
Educating people on the likes of this. And it is going to be something to see. I was talking to Tony Groove the other day. He's going to have a small role in it. You know, go out and see Tony, and they're bringing the play here. And, you know, we expect for it to be a hit here, you know. But it's a very educational production.
And we expect for it to be a play here, I mean a hit here, D.C., because of the domestic violence that we have in this state and the number of homicides that rule this state that are more rampant in this state than in any part of the country. And, you know, when this listener wrote in and talked about those third degree burns, and she talked about her concern And she is literally concerned for his life, as many people that are listening, and they are sitting paralyzed, not knowing how to help, not knowing what to do. And so when people bring in stage plays, the reason why we're encouraging people, DC, because if it helps just one, then it will have done its job.
That's right.
And so for all of those women and all of those men that are having challenges this morning with an abusive partner, I think Tanya said it best. You can go to the Huffington Post and you can find her. Her name is Tanya Young Williams. She said, "You are okay, survival kit." Remember I talked about in the beginning of the show, the successions of now? Well, I had no idea really how powerful and profound her story would be and her words would be. But I think it's in keeping with that succession of now. You don't have to tell, she said, you don't have to tell your significant other that you're leaving because it puts you in peril. And we're gonna bring in the local people to help us, to help women and those men, DC, that are challenging, help them to get their survival kits, to help them with their now. Create your plan now.
Absolutely.
Y'all, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And we've been talking about the mask. You got to take it off. You got to ask for help. The newism that I'll use for that, DC, is that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Find someone that you can trust that can help you to get your survival kit and get your kids out of harm's way. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Listen, if you need Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, the number to phone in Bunkie is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, it's 337-942-9939. Also, we thank McDonald's of Pineville for helping us to be the change that we all want to see in eradicating breast cancer. And you know what? All of these causes, we talk about the thing that we have been called to raise money and to raise awareness about. But we try to raise awareness and hope about many causes, D.C. And domestic violence is really one of those very, very important issues. And we hope that there will be people out here, especially the loved ones of people who are in domestic violence situations, that it will make you want to get more information on how to help your loved ones. All too often, we hear about and we see in our own communities these situations ending in death. And in Louisiana, we are at the top of the list, and statistics show, some statistics say that every 15 seconds a woman is beaten, and others say every 9 seconds. And so this is a real issue, and I believe that the stage play is going to shed some enlightenment. It's going to make us think a little bit differently, and it's going to help us. It can only help to make us better. It can only help to work for us. And I want to give you the number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It is a number that if you have found yourself in a situation and you don't know where to turn, you don't know who you can trust or who you can tell, there is someone at the other end of this phone line that can help you. And here is the number. It's 1-800-799-7233. That is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I'll give it to you again. It's 1-800-799-7233. We want to be a state and a people that can bring an end to domestic violence. And you know what? We say it every single morning. Change has to start with each and every one of us. So we hope that you were able to take something away from this morning's show that empowered you, that made you feel just a little bit stronger, and that will make you say, you know what, I will not have the next generation lived as the preceding generations did. And that's what it's about. It's about changing. It's about getting better, D.C., one conversation at a time.
Absolutely.
Oh, y'all, we thank you so much. You guys are incredible. I could just feel your incredibleness in the spirit. You give us hope for a greater tomorrow, for a better today, and for possibility. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official DC.
Yeah.
The only
official
OPT network.
The network with the heart.
The network with a heart. I love it. We love you. God loves you. And for those people in violence, love yourself. See, it's got to start with self-love. We're going to try to get to the list tomorrow, DC said. The super mega raffle, well, it's still growing. We've got so much to talk about. We want to invite you to make sure that you're with us tomorrow on point. Produce Christmas for David Christmas. We do love you. Have a great Thursday. And God willing, DC, we'll be right back here on Friday.
Yeah.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to